Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Have you wondered how to gain victory in your life as God has promised it to us in His Word? Joshua was a man that learned how to have victory in God. He had watched the failure of the children of Israel to go into the Promised Land, and even his patriarch and his mentor Moses fail to enter the Promised Land. And yet God chose him to go in and to take the children of Israel into that promised land. And Joshua is a type of Christ. As we know, even his name means Jehovah is salvation. And it's the Hebrew equivalent of the Greek word for Jesus. And we see that Jesus is our high priest, and the one who's to lead us in triumph in all things. And we can learn from the life of Joshua his secret to success, which God taught him. In Joshua chapter 6, we see the amazing story of Joshua leading the children of Israel into victory over the city of Jericho, which was the first obstacle that they had to face when they entered the promised land. In the Christian life, God intends for us to walk in victory. And the promised land is a type of that victory in Christ Jesus that we have, where we can go from glory to glory, from victory to victory, as we walk with the Lord. When you become a Christian, it doesn't guarantee your life will be a bed of roses or go perfectly smoothly. But much like the children of Israel, the promise of God for you is that there is victory. The children of Israel had the promise that God would lead them in victory and triumph as they entered the promised land, and that in that land was abundance, provision, every good gift, everything they needed for life was in that promised land. And so it is with our Christian lives. We have the promise that everything we need for life and godliness has been given and provided to us through Christ Jesus. But like the children of Israel, we have to walk it out. We have to walk in and take possession of the promised land of victory in each area of our lives. And we have to dispossess any enemy that would try to keep us from taking full possession of the victorious promised land in the area of our families, in the area of our careers, in the area of our finances, in the area of our health, in the area of marital relations. Whatever area of your life you may be facing an enemy right now, God says to you today, you can have the victory just like Joshua had the victory over Jericho. Let's look at that story in Joshua chapter 6. It says in verse 1, "Now Jericho was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel. No one went out and no one came in. The Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and valiant warriors. You shall march around the city, all the men of war circling the city once. You shall do so for 6 days. Also, 7 priests shall carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. Then on the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up, every man straight ahead.'" The Lord said to Joshua in verse 2, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand." Joshua had the promise of God that victory was his. He didn't have the victory in his hand yet. Jericho was still tightly shut up. still a walled city, still looked impenetrable, still looked impassable, still looked impossible. You may have a situation in your life today that looks impenetrable, impossible, tightly shut up against you. And yet, you have the promise of God that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, that the Lord God is your shield, that He is like favor, like a shield about you, that He's the glory and the lifter of your head, that He has made you to be more than a conqueror. We have all the promises of God, just like Joshua had the promise, word of God, for the victory over Jericho. And like Joshua, we have to walk in and take possession. How did Joshua do it? What was his secret? Well, God had taught him a priceless key to victory that he learned early on, and that God reiterated to him in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, when Joshua was first given the commission to take the children of Israel into the promised land as Moses' successor. And God said these words to Joshua, and they are words to us today, and they are a key and a secret to success and victory in the Christian life. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Joshua learned that lesson well, that the book of the law, or you could say in our modern day language, the word of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. We live in a day when the things that come out of people's mouths are far from what the word of the Lord is. We live in a society where we're bombarded by the media with things, words coming forth out of people's mouths that do not agree with the word of the living God. And living in that environment, the temptation is ever before us to speak the same way the rest of the world speaks. How does the world speak? The world speaks by sight and not by faith. And the believer, the victorious Christian, walks and speaks by faith and not by sight. The world says exactly what it sees. In other words, it's walking by its natural sight. It assesses a situation, a problem, a difficulty, and it says, this is a terrible problem. This marriage isn't going to work. We're going to end up in bankruptcy. Our kids are on drugs. It says what it sees. That's how the world speaks. And that's how a person will never gain their victory if they continue to agree with and sound like the rest of the world. But God gave Joshua a key to success. And the key found in Joshua 1:8 is that the word of God was not to ever depart from Joshua's mouth. In other words, he was never to say a word that did not agree with the word of God about the situation. Joshua stood looking at this enclosed, impenetrable city called Jericho. And he had only one weapon, and the weapon was the word of God. The word of God on the situation about this impenetrable, impossible, unyielding problem called Jericho was the word of the Lord in his mouth. The Lord had said to him, "See, I've given Jericho into your hand." So his weapon was the promise of God, the word of God about the situation. The same goes for you in your situation. Your weapon is in your mouth. We find that God's method of operation is this very thing, the word of God in our mouths. We know from Genesis chapter 1 that God created the world with the words of his mouth. He looked at the situation in Genesis chapter 1, and it says that there was a deep darkness over the deep, and he didn't look at the darkness and say, "Oh, it is very dark," any more than Joshua looked at Jericho and said, "Oh, it is impossible to conquer that walled city. No, God looked at the darkness and didn't say it's dark. He said, let there be light. That's God's method of operation. He puts a word of faith and power in his mouth, speaks it, and it comes to pass. We were made in God's image, and he said that we're to be imitators of God as dear children, and Joshua modeled it for us perfectly. The Lord said to Joshua, see, I've given Jericho into your hand. So Joshua, in turn, told the people that they had the victory over Jericho before they saw it. They didn't see the victory. They looked. Walls are still standing. The city is still shut up tightly, full of people. They had no weapons. And yet, Joshua, like God himself, put the word of God in his mouth and spoke that, and that was literally his weapon of warfare. We know that Jesus operated in the same way. In Luke chapter 4, when he was in the wilderness being tempted by Satan, his one and only weapon against Satan was the words of his mouth, quoting the word of God, quoting scripture to the enemy, defeated Satan's attempt to snare Jesus. The same goes for you and I today. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17 describes the armor of God and specifically talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word is our weapon. The word is the key to your victory. But the word in your mouth is the way victory will be accomplished. In Revelation chapter 1, John describes his revelation, his vision of Jesus himself. And he describes him with his white hair like wool and his eyes burning like a fire. And he described that out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, was in his mouth. We have sung songs and talked about our weapons and said the sword and said that here comes the Lord with the sword in his hand. And that is not accurate because Revelation tells us that the sharp two-edged sword went out of his mouth. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, comes out of the Lord's mouth, and that's how it affects and changes and impacts situations and circumstances. It worked for Jesus in the wilderness. It worked for Joshua at Jericho. It'll work for you no matter what you're facing today. But what are you doing with your weapon? The temptation that we all face when we have a difficulty or a Jericho that we are facing is to use the weapon, which is your mouth, the words of your mouth, to use it incorrectly. We see that this was disastrous to the 10 spies who went into the promised land to spy it out for Moses. Joshua and Caleb made spy number 11 and spy number 12. But the first 10, as they returned, gave what is called in the word of God an evil report to the people. They used the words of their mouth to discourage or to take away courage from the children of Israel. And as a result, they ended up forfeiting their promised land victory that God had for them. The story is quite telling for us because the difference between Joshua and Caleb, who spoke with their mouth words of encouragement and gave courage and spoke what God said about the promised land, that they were well able to take it, that they could go in and possess it, which is exactly what God had said. The difference between their destiny and their future and the end result or destiny of the 10 spies with the evil report is phenomenally different. The 10 spies with the evil report ended up, as you well know, perishing in the wilderness. Those 10 spies gave a report that literally struck fear in the hearts of the Israelites. They did not repeat what God said. They repeated simply what they saw. And again, as I said earlier, the world uses its mouth to say what it sees, to report the conditions of the problem at the moment, whereas the person who walks by faith and not by sight uses his mouth as a weapon to speak what the Word of God says over the circumstance to bring him or her into victory. Listen to what happened with the 10 spies. When they came back, they said to the children of Israel, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us." So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. There also we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Two things you can observe here from the report that these 10 spies gave to the children of Israel and to Moses. The 10 spies looked at the situation, the problem that they saw in the promised land. There were giants in the land. So they came back and they reported, or you could say they said, exactly what they saw. "We saw giants in the land." They reported what they saw. And secondly, they reported how they felt about the problem. "We were like grasshoppers in our own sight." Were they really like grasshoppers, the size of a grasshopper? No. They were reporting their feelings about the matter. They felt like they were the size of a grasshopper in comparison to the people in the land. So they were reporting their feelings about the problem, as well as reporting what they saw the problem to be. The difference between the 10 spies and Joshua and Caleb was that Joshua and Caleb saw the exact same sights that the 10 spies saw. They looked at the exact same problem. They saw the same exact people in the land. They reported, however, a completely different report. They used the words of their mouth to repeat the word of God about the promised land. They said that they were well able to take it. They encouraged the people of Israel. "We should by all means go up and take possession of it," Caleb said, "for we will surely overcome it." He was repeating the promise of God that they would overcome the people in the promised land, take possession of it, and then enjoy the fruit of the land that flowed with milk and honey. The same spirit was upon Joshua, and he also said to them that the land that they passed through is an exceedingly good land, and that they should go up, and that God would help them to take the land. They saw the same sights as the 10 spies, but their report was completely different. Joshua and Caleb learned a key to victory in God, that you look at a problem that you may be encountering right now, and you say what God would say about the problem. "We are well able to take it." That's God's word about the situation. Whether your marriage is in trouble, your finances are struggling, your children are having difficulties, or your work situation is tenuous, you need to use the words of your mouth, the weapon of your warfare, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, come out your mouth, just like Jesus, and say about the situation what God's word would say about it. That is how you gain victory in your promised land. God gave Joshua that secret to success when he told him in Joshua 1:8, "Don't let the word of God depart from your mouth. Don't say anything that is crosswise, that is in opposition to, that is not in agreement with what God's word would say about the matter." This is God's way of doing things. Most people, however, when they face a problem, do exactly what the 10 spies did. They say what they see, and then they say what they feel. And I am in no way encouraging you to deny what is happening or to pretend you don't feel a certain way. However, let me ask you this question. Do you want the results of how you feel right now when you're looking at the problem? Or do you want the results that the Word of God will bring you if you'll stand fast and keep the Word of God and not let it depart from your mouth? I am sure today that you want what God wants for you. You want the results that the Word of God will bring into your situation. God's Word will bring victory. God's Word will turn the tables. God's Word will bring a reversal of order to a difficulty you're encountering if you will not allow the Word of God to depart from your mouth. This is vital. When Joshua and the children of Israel were facing Jericho, what weapon did they use in that battle? Let's look at it again in Joshua chapter 6. It's quite fascinating. It says here that God instructed them that they were to walk around that city for 6 days, once a day, that the priests were to carry the ram's horn, but that they were not to make any sound. So for 6 days, they had silence. But then on the seventh day, something dramatic was going to take place. Not only were they going to encircle the city 7 times, but the moment of victory was going to come when the people gave up a great shout of victory and the ram's horns were blown, and at that moment the walls of Jericho fell down. Here is the key for us. The shout of victory out of the mouths of these people who had no weapons but the very mouth that they used to shout that victory. They had no weapons at all. But the shout of victory was the Word of God for that hour. And they used the shout of victory, which was agreeing with God that He was the victor and He was the conqueror and He would tear those walls down. They couldn't do it in their own strength any more than you can fix your problem that you're facing right now in your own strength. But the Word of God in their mouth, which came out as a shout of victory, tore down those walls. It will do the same for you. Regardless of the problem or the depth of pain or difficulty or tragedy you are facing today, it is vital for you to remain silent until you can shout the victory. It is better for you to say nothing than to do what the spies did when they came back from the promised land and say the problem is this and say we felt this way about the problem. Don't say what you see, say what God says. Don't say what you feel, say what God says. God wants to give you the victory for you in your life. He wants to bring you into the full abundance of the promised land in your family and finances and health and career and marriage and your children. But you must stay in agreement with God. Shout the victory because He has indeed given you the city. God wants you to have victory over every Jericho you're facing today. The only weapon they used was that shout of victory. Put the Word of God in your mouth and speak that out over your Jericho, and you will see the walls come down. Don't look at your problem and say, oh, this is so bad, it's never going to get better, although I'm praying about it, which is the method many Christians use. They report how bad it is, and then they add as a P.S., but I'm praying about it. They are canceling the effect of their prayer life by speaking the same evil report the 10 spies brought back from the promised land. It's impossible, it looks impossible, and we feel defeated. And those words together kept those 10 spies out of the promised land. And yet Joshua and Caleb said, we're well able to take it, God is with us. And they were able to go into the promised land. Make your choice today. Choose to say what God says. You'll see those walls come tumbling down. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to not allow the Word of God, the promise of God, to depart from your mouth, but keep a shout of victory and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-KEY-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.